want to step away from news about Japan for just a moment and talk about a more domestic issue. You may have remembered last summer, Amazon marked a milestone. They announced they sold more ebooks than hardcovers. But you may not have heard that in January, they sold more ebooks than paperbacks. And many people talk about the ebook as the death of the bookstore or the death of the library. And it appears that the relationship between libraries and digital reading is a little bit uneasy. HarperCollins is enforcing a new set of rules for ebooks specifically. Under these new restrictions, libraries can only allow an ebook to be checked out 26 times before it expires. We've got Patrick Henry Bass here to talk about it with us, our friend and also senior editor at Essence Magazine, and also Nancy Davenport, Director of Library Services for the District of Columbia Library. Nancy, can you tell me really quickly, they don't want you to allow an ebook to be read more than or checked out more than 26 times. How many, let's say that I've got a copy of David Copperfield, how many times will that be checked out before it's retired?
Many. Many times.
Lots more than 26, right?
Lots more than 26. I mean, the theory behind them, I think, is that 26 checkouts equals a year's worth of work. But neither a paperback nor, for sure, a hardback wears out in a year.
Okay. So, Patrick, I mean, this is is about money. I mean, I assume that it's about money.
Right. And thank you for the happy St. Patrick's Day to me, Celeste. This is a very interesting story here in that HarperCollins is owned by Rupert Murdoch, who also owns News Corp. And e-books have been a part of a digital strategy that Rupert Murdoch has been driving since 2009 and even earlier. He has The Daily, which is, you know, the newspaper that's offered on the iPad. And HarperCollins is doing phenomenal with hardcover authors like Michael Crichton, Even in Death, Janet Ivanovich. And so what they're trying to do is to prevent people from going to libraries to check out hardcovers. I think Nancy and librarians out there are doing a fantastic job, especially in a down economy. So many people who have been hit hard by the economy are going to libraries for first edition hardcovers. HarperCollins and Rupert Murdoch want you to go not to even the bookstore, but to the ebook to get those hardcovers because they're doing so phenomenal. And it's the one silver lining in the publishing narrative that ebooks are taking off.
All right. But Nancy, I mean, is this really a big deal? I mean, let's say that they only allow you to check out an ebook 26 times. Is that a huge blow to libraries? Is that just kind of a little blip?
Well, I think there are two people here who are affected by it. One is you, the reader, and the second is the budget that you, the taxpayer, support. So we try to look at it from both perspectives. You, the reader, is our first concern. Can we get what you want in the format you want and need? And libraries are doing that. You know, 3 years ago, only about 60% about 30% of libraries were able to provide ebooks, and now we're 66% of them are providing ebooks as a regular set of what we keep in our stockpile available for a reader.
Nancy, Celeste, and John, I just want to say that libraries have been doing an amazing job of being innovative. In fact, in terms of reaching what consumers are looking for, certainly what readers are looking for, far more than publishers have been. And so libraries have been digitizing, I want to say back, you know, Nancy, probably the 80s even. I'm trying to make your offerings far more.
Murdoch would probably say you've been bootlegging, I guess. We don't have him here. He wasn't available for us this morning. But is the idea here, Nancy, if Murdoch can get libraries to pay, that then that's a sign that maybe the rest of us are going to have to pay for having permanent use of ebooks on a continuing basis?
Probably so, because you're going to be paying for it whether you, if you go through your public library, whether you buy it as an individual consumer or you buy it through us as a taxpayer.
Well, but Patrick, it sounds like because he's going to the libraries first, he's betting that libraries aren't going anywhere and that the ebooks are going to be pretty popular at your public library.
It seems like I have some snakes to drive out of the ebook world here.
You're just on this St. Patrick's Day thing, aren't you? You can't leave it alone, can you?
I can't.
That fine Irish boy, Patrick Henry Bass, not only a friend of the show, but also senior editor, Essence Magazine, and Nancy Davenport is the director of library services for the District of Columbia Library. Nancy and Patrick, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Happy St. Patrick's Day,
you.
Patrick.